pills you gave me for my back. I'm not sure that they work.
Well, I'm not sure either, but you don't hear me complain. Step by the office at the end of the afternoon.
Thanks, Doc.
They're kidding, right?
No, they're not kidding. This is your movie. This is small town America.
Town in New Hampshire was small town America, too. $40,000 a day to shoot on the street, and then they kick us out.
Well, that's life in the movie business. But look here. A jacket for $5. I could buy this whole town for $50.
You told me that about the last town.
Yeah, but they never shot a movie here.
I'm bleeding, Bill. I'm bleeding.
Why am I here?
What do they got can pass for the old mill?
There you go.
The Waterford Mill, built 1825 long, a tourist attraction. Wake up, Huberto.
We're here.
Where are we?
Give him a cigarette.
They send the old mill from New Hampshire.
They're holding our old mill for ransom.
We build one.
They got one.
We build a fire hut.
Okay, but we have to lose the window.
We can't lose the window.
Then I can do the shot, Wally. You want me to push in through the window. Look, I can't push in through the window. We go back to New Hampshire,
no,
eh?
We can't ever go back to New Hampshire.
No. We're going to stay here. This is what my people died for, the right to make a movie in this town.
We have a traffic light.
What was wrong with the old traffic light?
I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you what was wrong with it. And what was wrong with it was behind the times.
Morning, darling.
Morning. Now, you want to bring business to this town? You have to plan for a Waterford that does not exist. Not in this moment, no.
Morning, folks.
You have to live in the present, folks. You cannot live in the past. Good morning.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Carla.
Annie, I'm going to be a little late for the rehearsal tonight.
It's okay, Maude. You know your lines?
I know them. I don't know what order they come in.
We'll work it out.
Mm. Now, what shall we have that's good to eat? Something yummy.
What are they on about?
Traffic light.
Jack's right. Public office is a public trust.
This is why this is America.
That's right. The question is, who owns the street?
That is the question.
That's the room.
Uh-huh. Marty, we got a new town. Yeah, it's, where are we again?
Waterford, Vermont.
Waterford, Vermont. Where is it? That's where it is. Here, talk to Bill. You got to get me Main Street for nothing.
I will.
Marty, Bill. Okay, put her on.
Yep.
Kathy, stand by. Everyone goes to Waterford, Vermont.
Well, look on a bigger map.
God, she makes me cranky.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the manager.
Would you like a room?
No, we want to rent the whole hotel.
Because we don't have to build an old mill. They have an old mill. Yeah. It's on a stream. That's where you put an old mill.
They run on water.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm looking at... I've got scene 12. Come in.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Shouldn't you be in school?
It's night.
Scene 12, the arrival at the mill. All right, work it out and get back to me.
Mr. Price?
What? What is it? We're working. Bring it in on time and there's more where these came from, Marty. P.S. I want to talk to you about a product tie-in.
Somebody make a note. I want for the broad. What is she like?
Lilacs.
Okay. A truckload of lilacs when the broad comes. And get something for Bob Berenger. Get him... What is he like?
Bob Berenger? Bob Berenger's in this movie?
That's correct.
He's staying here, Bob Berenger's?
Put something in his room. What is he like?
14-year-old girls.
Well, get him something else. Let's try to get out of this town in one piece. Get him half a 28-year-old girl. How's my math?
Who wanted these storyboards?
Sound department said there's no holdup on the KMR 81. Two of the caterers are down with botulism.
And Gilberto tells me he can't take this shot unless they let him take out the firehouse window.
I need my lucky pillow.
Walt, I gotta talk to you about her nude scene.
I need that permit to shoot on Main Street.
I need to speak to the mayor.
Well, speak to him.
We can't find him.
Ever in school?
There's other things to be learned.
Is that true? Like what?
Like the mayor's here.
What's his name?
Mr. Bailey. Hi, Mr. Bailey.
You gotta do these again.
Okay.
Mr. Bailey, Mr. Bailey, Mr. Bailey. Walt Price, I'm going to be your director.
I lost my typewriter.
I have to tell you, I cannot express to you how happy...
Yes, we're glad to have you here.
Well, no phone calls. I'm with the mayor.
Yes, can I speak to my wife, please?
This isn't our firehouse.
No, that's a firehouse in New Hampshire.
Now, why did you leave New Hampshire?
Would you like a cigar?
Aren't these illegal?
Why would they be illegal?
Well, the trade embargo against Cuba...
Nobody tells me anything.
Well, you know, Walt, I'd like to say that anything I could do... You know.
That's very kind of you. As a matter of fact, I hate to bother you with this.
No, not at all.
We need the shooting permit for Main Street.
Well, that you need. The city council, of course, will have to pass on
the
your...
The city council.
Yeah, pass on your permit. So, but that's less than a formality.
It is.
Yeah, I am the city council.
Well, that's, Mr. Mayor, that's very kind of you.
Now, my wife would like to invite you to have dinner with us at our home. But we'd like to welcome you, and I hate to be a pain about
this. Oh, I would be delighted. Are you kidding me?
Well, I won't take more of your time.
Not at all.
I can't imagine the responsibility. Well, actually, I can imagine, because... Once I had to video my grandniece's confirmation.
Walt, it's Marty on the coast.
We'll see you Tuesday then for dinner.
It is one of the great, great pleasures meeting you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I found your lucky pillow.
It's Marty on the coast.
Of course he's on the coast. Was he going to be The Hague? What? Marty, hi. The new town's cheaper than the old town. We're going to save a fortune. Because we don't have to rebuild the old mill. They've got an old mill. They've got a firehouse. Baby. I want to save the money just as much as you do. Just put it on the end of the counter there. Right on the counter. Whoa. You wiped out the board. Dinner with the mayor. Write it big. That's just what we need to miss. Dinner with the mayor. Marty, we got to talk about the schedule. I got to have an extra day on the dead horse gag. I'm serious. No, it gets worse. I need another half day on the old mill pond.
We can't shoot in the old mill.
Marty, call me back. 2 minutes.
We can't shoot in the old mill.
I just talked to the mayor. He told me anything we need.
It burnt down.
When did it burn down?
1960. Part of a spate of suspicious fires, the old mill.
You told me they had an old mill.
Suspicion of arson, these fires, beliefs set by a disturbed teenager were in fact the inspiration for the Waterford Huskies.
Hi. Does it have to be an old mill? Where have you been?
I was in New Hampshire. I was at the old location.
We can't shoot the old mill.
That's the truest words you'll ever hear.
You know, they told me there were going to be jokes. I kid the new guy.
That's not quite it.
The old mill burnt down.
Can't you build the old mill?
We're out of money.
You built the old mill in New Hampshire?
They're holding the old mill for ransom.
Oh. Why did we have to leave New Hampshire?
Hello. Marty. What would they have used instead of an old mill? I need it tonight. Yeah, Marty, you were saying.
I can't write it.
Why?
I lost my typewriter.
Get Mr. White a typewriter.
I can only write on manual.
I know the feeling.
Typewriter for Mr. White!
You know, that's a lie. You know, that's a real fault.
It's not a lie. It's a gift for fiction. Off you go. Bill. How big is this horse?
15 hands.
What is that in fingers? I'm just kidding. Get me this horse.
That horse is booked.
Tell the guy. Get me this horse. Tell the guy. I'll give him an associate producer credit. Oh, associate producer credit.
Put a VHS, an air conditioner, and a refrigerator in that room, she's going to blow.
The labor with a first child can sometimes be prolonged as much as...
What's an associate producer credit?
It's what you give to your secretary instead of a raise.
Yes, is it Evian water?
Water.
Can't sign for it. Sorry.
She's going to blow.
Well, you rewire.
I rewire it. I got to tear out half the wall.
Bill.
I'm looking for my typewriter.
I found Lilac.
Why did you put him in her room? Tommy, you gotta send somebody running for a new dead horse.
Did they find my typewriter?
Oh my God. I told you, all of you, get back. This man is a guest here.
Hi, I'm,
Oh, sir, I know who you are.
Bob Barringer, I'm with the movie.
Sir, we're so. Front! I know everybody says this, but I've seen every one of your movies. Show Mr. Barringer to his room. Your room is 214 through 17. I'm Scott Larkin. Anything you need, this is my private line.
Oh, thank you very much, Scotty. I'm just here to do a job with the rest of us. Hey, Tommy! Heard your wife's having a baby.
That's right.
You know who the father is?
They think it's your first wife.
Oh, that could be. Now get out of here.
I'm going to get you a list of Mr. Barringer's dietary requirements.
Chucky,
not today. Mr. Barringer's just arrived.
Oh, that's all right. Chucky. How do you spell that, son? With an I-E? Chuck, what are your hobbies?
Baseball.
Chucky? That's the national sport.
Thank you. Here you go, Dad.
I'll tell you what else. In the land of freedom, we get to choose what we have for breakfast. You think that's nothing? Go live under communism. Here's your bowl of kasha. Eat it and shut up.
Vanilla frapp, 2 tuna BLTs.
It's a tuna BLT.
It's for the movie people. Mm. Well, I, for one, am glad of a little diversion, and I'm glad they're here.
And what I'm saying is, we have to look out for our own. They want to close down Main Street.
You want to talk about Main Street? Why don't you fix the pothole?
Doug, it's, what did you, 3 days, 3-4 days? You know what we're going to have? A record of our wonderful life.
Okay, Annie, why don't you stick to the amateur theatricals? This is not quite the same thing, you see. This is big business, in which our life is no less a commodity than... Help me out here. Than our...
Water or mineral deposit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think that they're nice. I'm sure they are.
Nice as they are. They should be thankful they can choose their breakfast. Why? Because they don't live under communism.
Communism's over. That's what they said about Warner Brothers 1985. But if you look at their price per share today...
Well, hard to argue with that.
Dad, I've got to go to Terry's house to study tonight.
I want you home by 9.
I want to tell you something, Ann. You stay soft all your life, people will despise you. It awakens avarice in them, they take advantage of you, and that's human nature. Oh, are you going to be home tonight? I might have something important to tell you.
What is it, a surprise?
That's right.
She could have done better than him.
It takes all kinds.
That's what it takes? I always wondered what it took.
Excuse me.
He said, your sign says you'd be back at 2 o'clock. It's 2:45.
Oh,
You doing a play?
Local drama group. Northern Books. No, it hasn't come in yet. As soon as it does, you two march.
Small town, I suppose you have to make your own fun.
Everybody makes their own fun. If you don't make it yourself, it ain't fun, it's entertainment. See my point? Northern Books. What can I do for you?
I need a typewriter.
We got them. Henry James was the novelist, Frank James was a criminal. Yep, you came to the right place. Jesse James was the brother of the novelist. That's right. That's all right, Susie. See you tomorrow, Susie.
Okay. Yeah, I want to rent this one.
Why don't you buy it? Only $40.
I had one, but they lost it.
You buy this typewriter, I will get it all spruced up for you, good as new. Better than new, because it has some history.
Other one had history, too. I wrote my play on it.
You wrote a play on it? What play is that?
You never heard of it.
What's it called?
Anguish.
Anguish by Joseph Turner White. You're Joseph Turner White?
That's right.
Afternoon, Annie.
Girls, this man wrote this play.
Is that a fact?
Well, is it a good play?
Yes, Maud, it is. It is a very good play. A very good play indeed.
Well, what's he doing here?
What are you doing here?
Writing the movie.
You're writing the movie?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about the quest for purity.
Scene blah, blah, blah. They meet. Sister, I've just come from the fire. There's some things I want to think out. That's bad because...
Because he wouldn't say that. Look, sister, I've just come from a fire. There's some things I want to think out. Come on. Come on. Leave me alone. A gesture. All right?
What else?
Page 3. Now, it's a nice evening. I'm not going to say that. It's a nice evening. Yeah, okay. Come on.
Yeah, come in. Joe. Good. You know Bob?
I grew up on your movies.
You mind if I don't go through the usual bullshit about how much I loved it? I mean, okay, fine, but it's a motion picture. You're gonna bore them to death.
Come in.
I brought you a sandwich.
Thanks, honey. Next time, bring two. Save yourself a trip.
The people came to see a motion picture. Hold on.
No, you can go.
Page 5. The fucking horse dies. You know, she could be in the movie. She could.
Oh, boy.
She's got a good face.
Bob.
She could be the doctor's...
Bob.
Why does it have to be his wife?
Bob.
It could be his...
Bob, stick to business, will you? Can we do that?
No, you're absolutely right.
And you go start with that stuff in this town.
Hey, everybody needs a hobby. Huh? Okay, look, Paige...
Claire! You know Bob Berenger?
I just saw Desert Sun. I want to tell you.
No, I was just learning on it.
How'd you like working with Richard Hill?
Oh, I loved it.
He's a real.
Joe White?
Oh. How can I thank you? How can I repay you for this part? It's a... What a... Thank you for this part. The first scene at the old mill...
Joe's been having some thoughts about the old mill scene, Claire.
What is there to think about? The scene is perfect. I get to say...
Yeah, but Joe's been... Well, he's been having a few, thoughts.
How many times in your life do you get a speech like that?
Yeah.
This scene is why I'm doing the movie. Look at the mill, Frank. Look at the way it goes around. Half the time the darn wheel's underwater, but still it rises up, Frank. It rises up as high as it can go.
Yeah, that's true. Joe, you want to tell Claire about the thoughts you've been having about the old mill scene.
So innocent, so full of promise.
I beg your pardon? I've got your typewriter.
I don't need it. I quit.
You quit?
Quit the movie.
Why'd you quit? Hey, why in the world would you quit?
But why I quit is not important. But thank you for your help. Actually, I'm not sure if I quit. I think I got fired.
No.
I'm such a liar. I never could tell the truth.
Don't be hard on yourself.
But I just got kicked off my first movie.
Well, everybody has reversals. If you were never down, how would you know when you were up?
You have a gift for words.
It's in your play.
Oh. Evening, Annie. See you at rehearsal.
You know your line?
Rise. One need not bend the knee before the throne of justice.
Go, you Huskies.
Go, you Huskies.
Yeah, he leaves the clothing out all night.
Yep.
Any afraid it's gonna get stolen?
Ain't worth stealing. Only thing in town worth anything is that stained glass window. Waterford Historic Firehouse, 1851.
Do you ever wonder why the Dalmatian's the symbol of the firehouse?
First organized fire department was on the border of Dalmatia and Sardinia in the year 642.
That's why the Dalmatian.
It was either that or a sardine.
Oh.
Morning, Bucky. There you go, pal. Hey.
You grow up here?
Central High and matinees, the Bijou Theater.
Nice town.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about it?
Mm-mm. You see, the sanctity of everyday things.
Everyday things, yes.
For example, he's coming from a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's a fine house. You know, when you look at that, you know nice people live there.
I live there.
Really? The port swing and everything.
Surest thing you know.
I don't mean to impose, but... Do you think we might...
That's what the swing's there for.
That's what the swing is there for?
Uh-huh.
That's its purpose, isn't it?
I always thought so.
Such a pleasant sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the simple things that...
Well, there you are. And have I got big news for you.
This is Joe White, and my fiancé, Doug McKenzie.
It's a pleasure.
Guess who was this close to a nomination to state senate, which is this close to one step from Congress?
Who?
It was lovely meeting.
Mr. White is working on the movie.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
And we were just...
Let me tell you, they were a bit coy at first. Mm-hmm. I told them, look, the people are tired. They're going to vote their pocketbook, yes, but they're going to vote their heart. How do I know? I'm out there with them every day. Go down to the lumber mills. Go down to the truck stops. And you see the people of this great land working, playing, moving.
What happened in 1975?
Don't run off. We need you. You know why? You're why we're here. Your script is why we're here. Big deal. We fight a little bit. You show me a family that doesn't. But we got something good here. You know what it is? We're here to make a movie. We can't use the old mill. That happens. What you got to do You got to figure out the essence. What is it that brought us all here? It wasn't a building, Joe. It was an idea. What is the essence of your story, Joe?
It's about a man who gets a second chance.
Then you write that. And then this is our second chance. That's why we're all here.
I want to make a good film.
I know you do.
And I know maybe it'll be a better film without the old mill.
Hey, it's with the gods. We don't have the money. We got to write it out, the best or not. And that's a lesson. Did you get your typewriter yet?
No.
Grace, get on the other phone. Get Mr. White his typewriter. Yeah. And have what's-her-name send up some nosh. What do you like to drink?
I don't drink.
Did my matzahs come? Get some for everybody. Thank you. Let me tell you about my first picture.
Boy.
The lazy boy goes.
Hi, Sherry. Where do you want it?
Put it in the living room. And we have 13 at table.
We don't have 13 at table.
Bob Berenger, Claire Wellesley, the director.
Well, then you didn't invite someone else then.
I don't want to invite someone else because this is the most exclusive.
Well, then
dinner.
You know, you do whatever would make you happy.
I'll be back with the butter churn.
And we need a blunderbuss.
The woman's gone crazy about this dinner party. What does she want from her life?
George, I want a city council meeting.
City Council? Ugh.
The traffic light. Fuck the traffic light. I'm talking about 3% of the adjusted gross of a major motion picture.
Hi.
I love your script.
What?
You're still here.
Morning, Annie.
See you at rehearsal tonight.
In the name of justice, sir, I bid you pause, for she is our queen.
That's very good.
In fact, I'm not sure if I gave them a second chance or they're giving it to me. That's the truth. You know, the truth's best, don't you think?
You'd know better than me.
How can you say that?
It's in your script. It's about getting a second chance, isn't it? You can go back.
Well, how do I do a film called The Old Mill when I don't have an old mill?
Well, first you got to change the title.
No, he doesn't want to work out with the Waterford Huskies. Because he's Bob Berenger. Call his girl in Aspen. Get her to ship his weights.
There you go, sir.
Well, fine. Then he's not going to do the pond scene. Not unless he can work out. Call his girl in Aspen. Get her to ship the weights out. How much can they weigh?
What? Are these the ones?
Yes. Who designed these costumes? Who designed these costumes? It looks like Edith had puked, and that puke designed these costumes. Get Courtney.
Your wife's on the phone.
I have no wife.
Okay. Oh.
Tommy, we need a new name for the movie. Where's the writer?
Roger.
Wally, I got to take out the window from the dock.
Walt?
I can't shoot through.
What?
Claire has a problem.
Wally, if I have some moment of your time, look at this. This shot, I cannot do the shot you want.
Why not?
Because it got a window with the dogs in it. You want me to push in, or I can lose the shot.
No, no, no. You cannot lose the shot. The meaning of the film is in that shot.
But Wally, the window to the fire...
I don't care. Fix it. Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Did you show Claire these sketches?
Yes.
Did she throw up?
That's not very nice.
Oh, really? Why don't you sue me in the world court? Did she like the costumes?
I can't tell.
Why not?
She won't stop crying.
Oh, goody. Find out when Marty Rawson's arriving. Get some lilacs to send to the broad. Town's out of lilacs. You go to her room. You take the lilacs from the water. Dry them. Get some cellophane. Wrap them up. Get a card from Marty. Right. What's your problem?
She doesn't want to bare her breasts.
She doesn't want to bare her breasts. What, in the nude scene? Why are we paying her $3 million?
She got religion.
Her religion bars her from fulfilling her contract.
What is she doing in there? What is she doing?
Claire? 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 What is it, pal? What?
I can't do it, Walt.
You can't do what?
It isn't right. I can't. I know I signed the contract. I don't know if they told me it was in the contract.
Forget the contract, Claire. What is it?
I don't want to take my shirt off in that contract. What are these things they're asking of me? What? I try to be good. The only thing I care about is...
I know that.
Is the movie.
I know that. We all know.
Everybody, they treat me like a child.
Now, Claire.
To bear my body. What are they asking of me?
Now, look, Claire, I want to tell you a story. What? Fuck flowers. This isn't about flowers. This is about a human being.
Lilacs.
Who are these from?
Marty.
Well, that's very thoughtful of him. Eleanor Aduza.
I can't.
Listen to me. Eleanor Aduza was playing Hamlet in London in 1905, and royalty could not get a ticket. She said, I'm not doing the 7 shows a week I signed for. She said, I can't bear my soul 7 times a week. I am an artist. I'll do 4 shows a week. The greatest actress of her time. And do you know what her producer said?
What?
Nothing. He held her, and he wept. Because he understood that was her life's blood on the stage. I know.
And did she? She did the 7 shows?
No, Claire, she didn't. But I think you should do this scene.
Wally!
I know. It's the hardest thing in the world. And sometimes it seems that everybody wants a piece of us.
Yes!
And you know what?
We have to get it.
I don't know what her problem is. She takes her shirt off to do a voiceover. What's her problem? The country could draw her tits from memory.
Bill, call her agent in New York. Tell him she's breaking her contract. We're very upset. We're very upset with her. Get someone to double for her. Her tits. The tit scene. Call L.A. I want to see pictures of women's tits. Their tits.
I'm very sorry.
You're very sorry, you passive-aggressive son of a bitch. Can we replace him?
We start shooting in 3 days.
You want to see the fireman's costumes? Because I found this moleskin for the collar.
Marty Rossin's touched down.
Okay.
It's not black, but it looks black. It's not brown.
Yep. It's faggy without being homosexual.
Wait. He gets a second chance, do you see? And you get a second chance.
No, I don't.
He doesn't go back to the mill. He gets a second chance to go back to the firehouse. You don't need the old mill. This is what, you see? This is what the script is saying.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Emma. See you tonight.
Go you Huskies.
Go you Huskies. What I see you saying is, you have the 2 elements, fire and water, the firehouse and the old mill. Do you know? You could...
What are you doing tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Tonight? Tonight, I have play practice.
Oh. Well, that's important.
Come on, people, let's hump it, let's get it, let's go!
Pardon, was macht ihr jetzt?
Yeah. Let's go! Come on!
You cool the broad out?
No, I left that for you.
That's thoughtful. Oh, this is good. You try this?
Oh, I'm really gonna eat carbohydrates. Hey, dump this somewhere.
What'd you do, build this?
How's your flight?
We're flying over pigs. We're flying over sheep.
Did you bring Bob's weights?
They're coming FedEx.
What's in the bags?
My undies. Because you can't get this picture off on time, I'm going to wet myself.
I'm going to get it off.
55 days I take home the camera. Oh, I got an idea for a product placement.
Hi, Shelby.
Hiya, Doc.
How's the arm?
Still itching.
Yeah, good. The sign is getting well.
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Stop.
That's what I told you.
How are you getting on with these fine people?
Like dykes and dogs. Hey, do you see the grosses for Gandhi, too?
Yeah, come in. Ah, good. I just,
Prices are going up.
Well, that's the way of the world, isn't it? Everybody's got to eat. Way of the world. Well, I'm being pretty impolite. Would you like some?
I don't eat vegetables.
Well, I could offer you something to drink.
Sure, what have you got?
What do you drink?
Bourbon and milk.
How old are you? Then I hope you wouldn't tell anyone that I gave this to you.
I would never tell anyone anything that happened between me and somebody who was my friend.
Yeah. Nice town you got here.
We could see it a lot better if we were on the roof.
Wouldn't that be dangerous?
Not if you have something to hold on to.
The requirement is you tell me what the shot is. Because if you cannot tell me what is it, how can I take pictures of it? Mm-hmm. Wally wants me to push in through the window. How can I push in through the window?
Yeah,
telephone?
No.
Scusa. Pronto. Adesso sono al lavoro qui. Mi scusi.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Giusto, lo? Yeah. C'è un problema.
Hello. How are you?
Thought you had play practice.
Mm.
What happened?
The cast stood me up.
Uh-huh.
We're all preparing for the auditions for your movie.
Oh. My glasses fell apart. I lost the...
Lost the screw?
Evening, Annie.
Evening, sweetheart.
Go you, Huskies.
You said it.
Do you like kids?
I never saw the point of them.
Me too. You have a paperclip? Fix my glasses.
Better idea.
Yeah?
Hold up, Kathy. I need you.
Okay.
Oh, watch out for that lure. Can I get some fishing line from you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what we got. A little fishing line, a little country wisdom, and the world's our oyster.
I'm going to fix you up a brand new hinge.
Gonna be good as new.
Better than new because it has a story.
Uh-huh.
Presto changeo, the inherently helpful qualities of everyday household things.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
let me try.
Careful you don't burn yourself.
No.
Ah! Ah!
You know what you got there? You got a fish hook in your finger.
I'm right proud of you.
Let me tell you something. Wally, he's a pussycat. My thing is to see everybody does what they said they would, and I got to do that. Now, what is this? You want $800,000 to do what you're being paid to? You already signed you'd do? What is that?
I think I should talk to my agent, Marty. You and I should, we should really not...
Who is her agent?
Mitch Cohen.
Get him on the phone.
He's on the island. He'll be back on Tuesday.
Get him on the phone. I want you to hear this.
It's ringing.
I really think that business matters should be discussed between...
Well, I'm going to discuss them between you, babe, because it's your idea. And you think you're going to sign to do a job and hold us up in the wild. Sweetheart, you are in error.
He's on the phone.
Thank you. Mitch, this is Marty Ross, and I'm here in... I'm somewhere in the... I'm on location, eh? Well, I'm going to solve it here. This bimbo you sent me is going to be doing a donkey act on public access television.
Hi.
Her tits, her tits, her tits, her tits, her tits. That she signed in her contract. We hired her because of 10 years at the actor's studio, the way she played Medea. Her last two pictures lay there on the screen like my first wife.
You have no rights.
Cool it, babe. You started this.
What's the... Where have you been?
No, you tell me. You tell me now. I got a shoot on Wednesday. I will not pay your blood money. And P.S., pal, I put the word out on the street and Betty Boop can look for work in squiggle vision. Sit down.
No, I really don't think you should talk to a lady like that.
Would you excuse me, please?
You can't treat me like this. I'm not a child.
He's absolutely right.
I'm not a child. I have feelings. I mean, don't you... Don't... Because I want to tell you something. And I think you know what I mean.
Well, you call him and call me back. But this is it, pal. You fuck with me, I'm going to tear out your heart and piss on your lungs through the hole in your chest. And the best to Marion. Where have you been? He says they're looking for you all day. You're on salary. He needs pages. What are you? You've been haying? Now,
Marty,
later for that, Walt. Let's get this. We need the pages for the old mill, all right? We need a new title. We need a...
Rewrite for Bob Barron's The Dead Horse.
Yeah, whatever it is, go do it. How are you doing on the permit?
It's just a formality.
Well, that's why I want it. Go on, type it up and get it back to me.
I can't.
Don't tell me you can't write it.
No, I can write it. I can't type it.
Why?
Hurt my finger.
Get a typist. Get him a typist. Get out of here.
Get out of here. We're going to have you killed.
Mm-hmm. 800 grand to show her tits.
Pay her.
I don't got the money.
Find the money.
I got a company. Give us $1 million. Put their product in the film.
Product placement.
Yeah, take a look.
Where is it? No, 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 no. Just find me the money.
This is Joe White in 201. They're sending up a typist. Okay. No, I thank you. It's here. Come in.
Hi.
Hi.
May I come in?
Please.
You said you can't talk that way to a lady. You stood up for me. What do you have to drink?
I don't drink.
Matzah. Are you Jewish?
Well, actually...
I love Jewish men.
Why?
You know. Where's your bathroom?
But you like the script, huh?
Where have you been?
Hi.
We had a date.
We did?
Where have you been?
I've been thinking.
Well, I know, because they told me you were with that writer from the... You see, this is what I mean. The whole town's been warped by the presence of the movie company. They holler, and we jump. You have a date. They call. You're doing business. 9 o'clock at night.
I wasn't doing business.
Oh. Well, what were you doing then that's so important you shouldn't call your fiance?
I have to tell you that it's all over between us, Doug. I met somebody else, and it's very serious, and it's over.
Wait, it's so serious you couldn't call to tell me you'd be what? What did you say?
It's all over between us. I've met someone else.
Who is this person that you found?
He works on the movie.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
Can you type? If you can type, they need you over at the hotel. Can you type?
Never admit you can type.
Okay.
All right, look.
I feel so close to you.
I like you very much.
I like you too.
Look, I met someone...
Who is it?
Room service.
Could you leave it just outside the door?
You have to sign for it.
Would you excuse me?
Of course. Hi.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be your typist for this evening. And here's some hydrogen peroxide.
I don't drink.
It's for your finger.
That's very thoughtful.
Well, here I am. Should we get down to it? Thought you might like these.
Well, thank you very much.
Read the card.
To the love of my life, love, Doug.
The other side.
Oh, wait. Where are you going?
Don't you think we should put these in water?
For God's sake, why?
Because if you don't, they die. And in my opinion, that makes them so much less attractive.
Wait. Don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Wait.
Yep, the little things mean a lot.
Yes, little things mean a lot. That's so true.
For example, I once had an uncle who was bit by a spider and he lost a sense of smell. Huh. Can I have a cracker?
Please.
Shouldn't we start? Start typing?
This isn't a good time.
Oh, all right. Then I'll come back at a better time. What would be a better time?
Later on.
Then I'll come back then.
You going on your fiancé tonight?
No, that's not happening. I'll see you tomorrow. Hi. It occurred to me you'd want to have this sort of a memento of our... Oh, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
She came in here. Wait, she... I was giving her a massage. Wait. She came in here. She... With all due respect, she took off her clothes and she got into bed and I told her we could not... Because we don't know each other?
A script conference.
And I said, thank you very much.
I had a couple questions about a line.
But, it was inconvenient because, because...
You can do it.
Because I met someone else.
Oh, okay.
You believe that?
I do if you do.
But it's absurd.
So is our electoral process, but we still vote.
Wait, do you truly think the electoral process is absurd?
I used to go out with a politician.
You used to go out with him? You broke up with him?
Time for a change. Keep your margins straight.
Yes.
Don't worry about that permit.
Well, that is right fine of you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I'm with George.
Morning, George.
Chucky.
Sherry, your brother's here.
We're glad to have you here.
Sherry, you got any jelly donuts?
My wife, Sherry. Yeah. We're having a party, matter of fact, Tuesday night. We're Walt and Bob Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
Invite them over. Phone cook me up. If you'd like to join us.
I'd be awfully honored to be a part.
Where the hell have you been? It's 9:15. I've been on the phone.
Morning,
too.
Mrs. Daly.
I have 2 days to get this house.
Yeah, this is Mr. Ross, and he is the producer of the...
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. We're glad to have you here and welcome you to our... We decorate our... To restore it to the original 1835 condition.
Watch it.
What is that?
The house.
Dougie, you got some red man?
Now,
The original kitchen, of course, burned in 1960 as part of a spate of suspicious fires, which, in fact, led to the inspiration of the formation of the Waterford Husky.
My, oh, my.
I thought myself, George, would you like a cup of tea?
George, I have to talk to you.
This is Mr. Ross, and he's the producer of the movie.
Hello. I want you to hear this, pal. Forget the overages. Forget $10,000 for 3 days to 2 weeks. You know what it would cost them to build this town as a set? $6 million now.
Doug.
Now, the Waterford Merchants Association demands, through me, as their counsel, 5% of the profits of the movie, as geared to the most favorable definition of profits of either A, the producer...
Counselor, I am sure, no, I'm positive, we can reach some accommodation.
I am thrilled and relieved to hear you say that, and thank you, sir. What did you have in mind?
Well, I
don't
believe...
Don't tell me you don't have any wallpaper.
I told you we could have it by Wednesday.
Don't tell me you don't have any wallpaper. The biggest grossing box office star in the world is coming to dinner on Tuesday.
Well, if you ordered something common...
Something common. I'm going to give you something common. I'm going to give you an injunction. That's what... Mr. Mayor! Mr. Mayor!
Why, you cheap little Hebe.
Assembly of Death did $95 million the first weekend.
Yep, but those grosses are inflated.
You think so?
Well, you gotta look at the per screen averages.
Hi, Annie.
Oh, Annie, I'm sorry I haven't been to a meeting of the drama club. Well, that's too bad.
Hello. What's the matter?
I can't seem to get it to come out right.
What's the scene?
Used to be the old mill.
What do you got?
They meet on Main Street. Her horse has just died. He's coming from the fire.
Annie, you want something to eat?
What's the scene about?
I don't know anymore.
Annie, have you seen Carla?
No. He sees her on the street. He wipes the soot from his eyes. He goes up to her. What happened to the horse?
Uh-huh.
She looks at him.
Yeah.
She takes his hand.
Ah.
I hurt you. I hurt your finger.
What happened to his finger?
It was burnt.
Oh.
Then it was really hurt.
That's what she says. That's what she says. He says, "Sister, I've come from a fire." But she realizes it was not the fire which hurt him, that the true hurt was her. Was her...
Yes.
Unbridled sexuality that he...
Yes.
Because it's about purity. It's... And then you don't need the nude scene.
Because it's about purity.
Take any two people. Take you and me.
Well, I've always thought so. The finest people you could ever hope to work with. Do you have the new old mill pages? I can't find the writer. Totally false.
Cool.
Totally false. He is the, I would have to say, most responsible human being I have ever...
I have to talk to you. My wife.
Not now.
My wife is going to have a baby.
Oh, that's great. Let's bring more people into this overcrowded world. Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes, that's very, very true. Take it off. Take off that stupid fucking shirt right now. Take it off. Well, if I had to say one thing, I would say it's about purity.
Miss Wellesley's bags, please.
Claire!
The plane is waiting.
I've written a letter to the studio and to SAG protesting. Bill, get a copy of that letter.
What?
I just want to say I am past chagrin. I am mortified at the way you were spoken to. An artist of your caliber, when I read this script, I said, there's only one person to play that part.
The minute I read the script, I said she works with animals.
Yes.
She has a home.
A woman who... The community respects her. Please don't go. Please don't go. What can I do but beseech you? Trauma, toil, when...
All things must end.
Uh-huh. Well, you just get an idea and you try to find the best way to express it pictorially.
Claire. As an interpretive artist to a creative artist, stay with me. I need you. We start to shoot in 2 days. Then it belongs to us. Stay. Tonight, when they've all gone, let's talk. Let's really talk. We'll have dinner. A bottle of bad red wine. We'll eat spaghetti.
I'm sorry, Walt. It's gone beyond that.
Well, I've enjoyed it, too. I've always enjoyed your publication. Anytime. What does that woman want from life?
She wants $800,000 to show her tits.
Pay her off.
We don't have the money.
Find the money.
If you do the product placement...
It's a computer company. Bazoomer.com?
Bazoomer.com.
I can't put a computer in a film shot in 1895. You want to tell me how I'm going to do that?
Actually, the art department had some ideas.
No. Just pay her off. Call Howie.
Give me Howie Gold. Howie, I need 800 grand. I don't care where it comes from. It comes out of our end.
Well, that's a shock.
She doesn't show her tits. Just get me the money. Just get me the goddamn money.
Hey, she doesn't show her tits. She doesn't show her tits. Her breasts symbolize motherhood.
The breasts symbolize motherhood?
The movie's about purity. So we don't show her breasts. We show them to him. She keeps her back to the camera.
It'll hurt the box office.
They know what her tits look like.
No, they can draw them from memory. You are fantastic. What a find you are. Get out of here. I still need the dead horse scene.
I'm going to nail it.
I know you are. Go, you husky.
Go, you husky.
Mr. Rossin.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We just got the permit.
Oh, my God. Stop her at the airport. Catch the broad at the airport. Send her back here.
Catch the broad at the airport.
Catch the broad at the airport.
That Joe, he is one hell of a kid.
He just saved us 800,000 bucks.
He's got a gift for fiction.
You know, we got to do something nice for him.
Yes, we do.
Hey, come here. Turn around. Get him a bottle of, get him some maple syrup. Stick this card on it. Put it in his room.
Who?
Joe, the writer.
Joe, the writer. Maple syrup. Yes, sir. Maple syrup.
Grows on trees.
Actually, it's an extract of the tree.
Oh, bullshit.
I see where some of our buddies got themselves a part in the movie.
You see where Tom Miller's playing the old farmer?
He's been playing the old farmer nigh on 60 years.
I read for that part. Did pretty well, too.
Bet you did.
But I couldn't remember all the words. Asked them, would they give me a second chance?
Ain't no second chances in life.
Is that true?
Only second chance we get is the chance to make the same mistake twice.
So that happened. Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We have to get her out of here.
Who?
Are you all right?
What?
You got to get out of here.
All right.
No. You gotta get out of here.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the kicker. Do you have a cigarette?
What?
Nah, forget about it.
He's fine, Howie. He's going to be fine. He got knocked around a little bit.
Hey, you're going to be fine. I'll stop by tomorrow.
Thanks for your help, Doc.
Thank you, Doc.
What I do for a living.
No, but seriously, Doc, thank you for helping us out.
Believe it or not, son, I've seen it all before.
Howie wants to talk.
Hey, Howie. I'm fine. I'll be ready Wednesday. I'm here to make a movie, Howie. Don't you worry your... Well, hey, pal, when did I ever let you down? Okay, Ben. I love you, too. Yeah. He wants to talk to you about the...
Howie, I'm calling you back 2 minutes. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, I'm fine. I reached over to... The girl had to be home. I don't know, a school night?
Bobby?
Everybody needs a hobby.
Walt, I wonder if I could take a moment of your time. I need a day off. My wife is having a rough time.
Thank you for keeping me current. Howie Gold, please. Walt Price, I was just on with him.
Walt?
He's fine.
Because if there's anything that I can do...
No. You've done it. Thank you. It's going to be fine. Howie! Walt here. I'm sorry, it's crazy. No. He's 110%. He got banged on the head. He got a shot of adrenaline. What request for money? Howie, what request? That Marty?
Is Mr. Barringer in there?
Howie, I'm going to call you right back. It's really raining out there, huh, officer?
I guess it is. Could I see Mr. Barringer, please?
Okay, look, what is she? 19? 20?
Oh, Christ.
Look.
Okay. Look. You're driving, countryside, so on. You picked her up. She was hitchhiking?
No. Hey, she hid in the back of your car. It happens all the time.
Wait.
Could I see Mr. Barringer, please?
Wait, we can't put her in the car. She gets in her head to sue or rape or some goddamn... She wasn't in the car.
She wasn't in the car. You were all alone.
There's no witnesses.
No, there's no witness. There's no witnesses, right?
No, I just... Just Joe.
Joe the writer.
Just him and me. Then she wasn't in the car.
Say it.
She wasn't in the car.
Mr. Barringer?
Yes?
I'm very sorry to...
What seems to be the problem?
I have to ask you some questions. You have a valid driver's license?
Of course he has.
Could I see it, please?
What?
Your driver's license. Were you under the influence?
Oh, no.
And who was driving the car?
I was alone in the car. I was driving the car.
Uh-huh. Well, now, Mr. Barringer, I'm very sorry. In fact, I'm as sorry as I can be, but...
I'm an attorney. If there's anything you have to say to Mr. Barringer, you can say it to me.
I have to give you this ticket for damage to city property. I'm really sorry, sir. It's a formality.
You have to what?
It's a formality. Any case of damage to city property, you hit the control box of the new stoplight, and they're going to send you a bill. These things happen. I hope you're all right and that you're feeling tip-top.
Well, officer, don't worry about that.
But that's so sweet of you.
If there's anything I can do to make your stay more pleasant...
We appreciate your concern, officer. Thank you so much.
Not at all. That's part of my job.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Mayor. Walt Price. No, no. He's fine. Well, he's right here.
You are not to see that girl again. You understand?
Hello?
No, he's right here. Would you like to...
Bob, are you all right?
Hi!
Hi!
Where are you going?
Going home.
Going home? Yeah. Yeah, I told him what you said.
What?
I told him what you said about the script.
I didn't say anything, really. I was just talking out loud.
How else can you talk?
No, that's true.
I know, you... I told him you can't betray with the picture what you're saying with the words. And I don't know, the movies, I don't know. You know, they should be socially uplifting. Why does she have to show her... What is this?
Yes, sir, Joseph Knight's print shop. Vacant for 30 years.
Is it?
Yep, and it's for sale. You want to see it? I have the key in my store.
I'd love to.
Such a movie star.
Yeah, she looks nice.
What?
Well, what are you going to do with it? The print shop.
Oh.
It's wet out there.
Hey, flip into something more comfortable.
So what would you do with it? The print shop.
Start back up the Waterford Sentinel.
Waterford Sentinel?
Town newspaper. I got it all worked out.
Yeah?
Show you the plans?
Sure.
...1865, Devil's Tail Press. The Waterford Sentinel, the voice of the mountains.
You shall not bear false witness. The press still works.
Did as of last week.
Oh, you printed the poster here.
Best way I know to get ink on your hands.
Well.
Oh, my. Life in the country. The past comes to our rescue once again.
Yeah, you could print the newspaper here.
That's something a man could do.
You know what else a man could do?
What? One moment.
All right, out you go. Don't come back.
Go home, Bucky. Go home, boy. I left the keys inside in my jacket.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose I should be heading home.
Evening, Annie.
Evening, Cal.
Got an umbrella?
No.
Well, that's all right. You can have my coat. I'll walk you home.
Then you'll be wet.
I'm going off ship. Come on, I'll walk you home.
people. People, people, people. Every movie's got to be about something. And it's got to be about just one thing. What is this movie about? It's about what we always said it was about. We were lost, but now we're back on the right track. You see what I'm saying? The movie is about purity.
I've always seen that.
So we don't show your breast, we show your reaction to it.
I'm so comfortable with that, Walt. I can't tell you.
Well, it was Joe's idea, and you were exactly right. This is great work you've been doing.
Thank you so much.
We are not out of the woods. I need that dead horse scene.
I have Mr. Berenger's tuna BLT.
Thank you.
I tried to take it to him in his room.
I think he's moved.
Well, I...
But you know, what Walt said, Claire, makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of... Listen, because the audience isn't coming to see your breasts. They're coming to see your acting. What are you doing this evening?
I'm having dinner with Walt.
We're just going to discuss this. You want to come?
You mind?
Not at all, Bob. Are you kidding me?
Isn't she a trooper?
We're going to go have some local food, some roadhouse. Joe, you want to go?
Got date.
Already, he's learned how to write a movie, and he's found some girl to get his toes curled. You're a monster!
Too kind.
Quit your kidding. How are we coming to the dead horse scene?
You can't actually kill the horse.
Oh, fuck me.
Yes. 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 I'm trying, honey. Look, is your mom... When is your mom coming? Oh. What did the midwife say?
Did you... Where are we going to dinner? Did you get a reservation?
What?
You were going to book us at... Where's my schedule? Where are we going to dinner? What's your problem?
My wife's having a baby.
Is that on the call sheet? Is that on the call sheet, or is that personal business? Oh, Christ. Marty, are we paying you?
I...
She didn't even finish knitting me the sweater.
Morning, Doc.
Morning. What are you doing here, Doug? I thought you started out the day with that pernicious caffeine.
Kiss my ass.
He's had a hard day. Ann deserted him for some guy on the movie.
Well, they don't always leave with the ones they come in with.
Big day last night.
Hope to tell you. Didn't I pick the fragments of glass out of Bob Barringer's actual head myself?
Morning, Carla.
Morning, Uncle Ron.
Morning, Carla.
Morning, Doc. Morning, Doug.
Cluster of events. You don't see something 10 years, all of a sudden 3 times in a night.
Who got glass in their head?
What?
We've got glass in their head.
Oh, Bob Barringer. And another fellow, who works on a movie, cameraman.
You said 3.
Did I? I think you're mistaken.
I wasn't in the car.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Doug, she said she wasn't in the car.
No, Jack, it's time to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, sir.
You're going to jail.
I didn't know it was illegal.
I beg your pardon.
Could somebody explain
to me? I'm going to turn this hotel upside down. Aha. Arrest him.
What's the problem?
Arrest him.
For what?
Conspiracy and statutory rape.
Conspiracy and statutory rape? Okay. Of whom?
This young woman.
Nobody touched me.
Who is it raped you?
Nobody.
Well, what's the beef?
She was in the car with Bob Barringer. She was injured coming home from a love tryst.
You were in the car with Bob?
No.
Then what is the... What is this, you son of a bitch? Because if you haven't heard about the laws of malicious prosecution, you're about to. Don't flinch while I'm talking to you, you speed trap shagots. Now, the kid was not in the car. She says that she wasn't in the car. No one says that she was in the car. You have no case and you know it, so I'm not playing patsy with you here, you motherfucker. Look me in the eyes. I made $11 million last year, and I don't like being trifled with. Now I think the better part of valor is for you to step away, or you, your kids, and your grandchildren will die in poverty. What do you think? We have a movie to make. Can we all pull together here? Have a cigar. There you go.
In a communist country, if a fellow makes an accusation, these are the things that occur.
It's a mistake. It's all over. I'm sorry that we've inconvenienced you.
I wasn't in the car.
We know that you weren't. We're all aware of that.
Because you treat me like a child. You treat me like a child. That's why I can't come.
I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I can't even take... He took advantage of me.
I'll admit, I'm a bit confused.
Now, I'm going to straighten you out. Officer, you see these folks home, please?
Yes, sir. She's upset and impressionable. Get me my law book and get me to mayor.
I was just talking to that girl in the other room.
Overcome by the events around
her. I never touched her.
The presence of a high-powered...
My mother's grave.
A high-powered fantasy
object. We were talking about the script.
I think you might want to get dressed.
Doug,
I really don't understand the problem.
Wally,
all right.
I want to go home.
If somebody would enlighten me...
Well, Jack, that's what I'm here for, Carl.
But the criminal code has the following provisions.
Adolescence is a difficult time. It is a time of dreams. Many young folks dream of Hollywood. I know I did. And here Hollywood has come to you.
She told me she was studying phonics.
Jack, I'm going to need her birth certificate.
Carla, I swear that that girl in my room...
Be quiet, Bob.
It's called a script conference.
Now, you have a fertile mind. We can use people like that in our work.
You said you were doing your homework. Because if that's not true, you're grounded.
Can we get him home, please?
For weeks and weeks and weeks.
I don't think so.
And if you think I'm fooling, wait till I get you home.
No, it occurs to me that there's a part in our movie.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't speak to the complainant.
There's a part in our movie, a young girl. Am I right, Marty?
Okay, here it is. Statutory rape, blah, 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 blah.
Carla, you know, at the beginning of any relationship...
Keep it away from me,
Carla.
Until the end of time.
Okay. Unsupported testimony of the complainant.
You travel with the statutes on rape?
Carla, conflicting statements, a coerced accusation... I mean, you've got a complainant who's worthless. You've got no witness, puts her in the car, and you've got no backing.
Yeah?
Yeah,
maybe we better talk to the mayor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Is that the mayor?
It's just an unfortunate...
Is he cool?
Or angry? So, today we got lucky.
If your memory was as long as your dick, you'd be in good shape.
I'm in a nap.
How long since you almost went to jail for this shit?
How could she turn on me like that? I thought she liked me.
Can we just try to keep our pants buttoned and get out of this town in one piece?
I'm ready.
Well, stay ready. And stay by yourself in your room.
And what am I going to do for fun?
Why don't you learn your lines?
I know my lines.
You do?
I just don't know what order they come in.
I tell you what. Let's ditch these cockamamie locals.
Yeah, they play too rough.
I gotta get out of here. Let's go to some roadhouse tonight. Just us, you, me, and Claire. We'll sit down. We'll drink a bottle of wine.
Now you're talking.
Just get in the car and go someplace.
Yeah, someplace. Someplace real.
You and me, pal.
So what are you doing for fun?
I went for a ride on my tractor.
Get out.
Nope.
Went for a ride on a tractor?
Yeah,
last night.
Hey, you gotta eat a peck of dirt.
My wife just went into labor.
Half a buck, I'd close it down. It's it's perfidy. You got your Behringer molesting little girls.
You should be put in jail.
Half a buck, I'd put him in jail.
You should.
If I had a witness, I would.
A witness to what?
You know, to the rape, to even to the accident.
You mean with White?
What?
You mean you need a witness in addition to White.
Who's White?
The writer.
You saw the accident?
Sure.
You saw the girl in the car?
You bet he did.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Don't you touch that.
Hmm.
Excuse me.
I want them gone.
I signed the permit. I don't know how I can.
I want them thrown in jail.
Sherry, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. 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 I want them to starve to death in a great big hole, and I want to go there and pick on them.
What?
Give me the state police.
The sleepy little town of Waterford, Vermont, where movie star Bob Barringer, fresh from his troubles with the law last year, is once again in hot water. Involved in a car crash with a very young woman, Mr. Barringer is being arraigned today for moral turpitude and several other...
Hey, you better make sure you got your facts straight, pal, because you step off the line, I'm going to sue you personally.
Bobby! Bobby!
Here. Good morning. Where are you taking Mr. Barringer?
We're looking for Mr. Joseph Turner White.
What are you doing with Mr. Barringer?
Under arrest.
Oh, good. I'm his lawyer. Then you must be Perry Mason. Guess what? You're about one half step from a world of hurt. How diverting. The mayor's going to have your ass. Can I watch?
Well, you guess what? The mayor sent me. I have your Mr. Barringer with a history of...
A history of nothing. He was a...
Moral turpitude. What are you waiting for?
Don't say anything, Bobby.
Nothing happened. You're on my home court, friend. I got the mayor and the town behind me, and forget making your movie. I may own the studio when I get through with you. I got a civil suit, I got rape, I got collusion.
You got nothing, you don't have a witness.
And I have a witness. Your Mr. White saw the crime.
He told you that?
He didn't have to tell me that.
I need to talk to him, would you excuse me?
Oh, you're his attorney too.
Later for you, pal.
Okay. Hey, Joe!
Marty!
Bob's in the slammer. You do that, I'll do this.
What are you gonna do?
Just go be with him.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah, hi, pal. I need to talk to you.
It's going to give you a couple minutes. What's it all about?
I saw the accident.
How do they know that? You told them?
No.
What did you say to them?
I didn't say anything to them.
That's good. Come here. That's very good. Come here. Have a seat. How do you know you saw it?
I don't understand.
Perhaps you didn't see it.
I don't...
Perhaps you didn't see it.
I saw it. I was there.
You were there? At 10:35?
Yeah, I was walking down the street, and I remember I was riding a...
What glasses were you wearing? Were you wearing your reading glasses?
I...
You told me you were writing. Don't you wear your reading glasses to write? Isn't that what you told me? Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta go to the jail. Be strong.
What am I going to do?
You got to tell him you saw the accident, don't you?
I can't do that. If I tell them, they'll try Bob for rape. It'll ruin his career.
But that's what happened.
But they'll stop the movie.
Maybe there'll be other movies.
No, they'll blackball me.
Carla was in the car, right?
What am I going to do?
A lot of hubbub in the street. I'm taking you the back way.
Two minutes? Let's speak English. You've got to help decide. To the contrary, I want you to tell the truth. The truth is, you can't tell me to a certainty that you saw that thing. You don't remember a gun to your head which glasses you've got on. And if you're not sure, then they've got nothing and Bob walks free. Now, this is a damn roust, and everybody knows it. The guy's looking for a case. He wants to make a name for himself. If we let him do that, then we're being false to our community. You understand? To our world, and you're a part of that world. I got a 5-picture deal with the studio. You stick with me, you write 1, 2 more. You stick with me, you'll direct the next one. The girl wasn't in the car.
We gotta go. Joseph Turner White. Hear ye, hear ye. Sixth District Court in and for the County of Cadona, State of Vermont. The Honorable James Addison Flynn presiding. All those with business before this honorable court draw near, you will be heard.
Mr. White, this is a simple matter of... All we need is a simple fact or two. You're going to give your recollections of the accident at the coroner state in Maine. Would you please swear him in?
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
The arraignment, as we said, of Bob Barringer. The Bob Barringer, star of the Old Mill, about to begin shooting here in picturesque and sleepy. Or we should say formally sleepy. Yes. Yes, it's Claire Wellesley. We're going to try to get a look at her. Let's go. Let's go. Stay with me.
Morning, Billy. Where you headed?
Down the corner. See the ruckus?
Watch the curbs now. Good morning. Where you off to?
I'm leaving.
Why?
I perjured myself. I told a lie and I ruined my life. That's what I did. I don't suppose you could help me with that, could you? You turn back the clock or something. You know, give me back my purity.
I don't suppose you could wave your magic wand and do that, could you?
For what is truth?
Isn't that the thing? What is true?
The truth is, you never should trust anybody who wears a bow tie. Yeah. A cravat's supposed to point down to accentuate the genitals. Why do you want to trust somebody whose tie points out to accentuate his ears?
Aren't you supposed to set an example for people?
Nope. Just supposed to hold their hands while they die. What'd you say your problem was? Oh, morning, Chrissy. How's the back?
Funny that you can actually do it in one moment, just like you say. I ruined my life back in that courthouse.
What courthouse?
Courthouse back in town.
Town ain't got no courthouse.
What?
Ain't got no courthouse. Courthouse burned down in 1960.
Where they hold court?
Old court they have to. Science lab. The high school.
Morning, Judge. What brings you down here?
Supposed to be hearing some deposition. Some phone saw the accident the other night.
The courthouse burned down?
Courthouse burned down 1960. Part of a spate of fires. Old Mill Courthouse. Supposed to have been set by some deranged teenager.
Gave rise to the Waterford Huskies. Maine 53, take him out!
Thank you.
thought you needed to get it out of your system.
The American system of jurisprudence, which differs from ours in the following respects. They have their Bill of Rights, equal perhaps to our Magna Carta. And they have...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell the truth.
I would now like to address you on the responsibility of the prosecutor's office. That job is not always a happy one, but there comes a time now and then in the life of the community for the display of force. So be it. And now it falls to my lot to join the fray, to join in battle and to exterminate by means of this criminal indictment, to exterminate the vermin. Yes, I use that
toilet
word.
Toilet paper on
who
his
have
face.
Abused,
and he's
who
sweating
have
like a pig.
Yes, the license granted them by a gracious nation, who spew filth and degradation, and who pollute the minds.
We're going live in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Do you need to clean up?
Yes, thank you.
Did you get the feed? Are you getting the uplink? I need a confirmation on my uplink.
Do something.
You tell me what to do, I'll do it.
And I was just paying off my spread in Montana.
Watch the camera, please. Excuse me.
Excuse me, sorry.
I can't make it.
I'm here to give my deposition.
Joe!
Thank God. It's up to you, pal. It's up to you.
I'm out.
I don't get you.
The girl was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I treated you like a son or a nephew.
It's not about you.
No? What's it about, then?
I have to tell the truth.
That is just so narrow.
The girl was in the car.
Then you're finished in showbiz.
So be it.
And we're going to sue you for $1 billion.
What cause?
I don't need a cause. I just need a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer.
Howie.
Yeah? Howie, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I just flew 7 hours because you asked me here.
What for?
For this, and I hope you need it, because it's coming out of your budget.
Hi. I'd prefer it if you didn't speak to me. There's nothing you could say that could possibly make a difference. So why don't you just save your breath? Okay. You forgot your case. That's not my case. That's your case. Oh, it's mine? What did I put in it? $800,000 in cash. And what was it you wanted to say? Good Yontif.
Officer, keep it locked up.
I'm supposed to give my deposition.
The judge will be with you in a minute.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
I'm going to have to go to jail.
I'll knit you a sweater.
Might be in there a long time.
I'll knit you a jumpsuit.
Well, okay then.
I've come to give myself up.
Hi, Annie.
Hiya, Judge.
Good to see you, girl.
I've come to give myself up.
You're going to have to give yourself up to someone else. I'm going to get in some golf. Why don't you give yourself up to her? That's what I'd do if I were you.
I have learned a lesson, and the lesson is this. That everybody needs a second chance. You, me, and these fine film people here. You know, they have a high profile, but that doesn't mean that they aren't deserving of our trust and of our respect. You know, I think there's a lesson here, and the lesson is this. It is a lesson of tolerance. And as we look at this industry, as we look at this clean, American industry, and as I begin my campaign for Congress, in my aspiration toward that city on a hill, I would like to say this, that no man or woman may dare so.
This is picture! This is picture!
Roll camera, speed.
The fires of home, scene one, take one.
Marker.
Background action!
Action!
Hold still now.
Guess that fire got a little bit exciting last night, eh, Frank?
Doc, that's their nature.
If you didn't have a little excitement, wouldn't life be dull?
That it would. That it would.
Hey, Doc, what do I owe you?
You quit, you're kidding.
Say, Nate, see what you can do with this.
Fixing up good as new.
Morning, sister.
We missed you in church today, Frank.
Sister, I've just come from a fire.
That is an explanation, Frank, but is no excuse.
Let me help you with that. Sister, I didn't come here to talk about theology.
What would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about something a man can get his hands on.
Frank, that's exactly what you're talking about. I wish you'd been in church today.
But what I have seen.
You would have seen Father's pain. Father's gaze,
that
kind,
fearful
man.
I heard he was ill.
He is ill. And you would have seen him rise from his bed and call to church to talk about redemption.
Well, if you'd have been talking to me,
redemption is not offered once, Frank, but continually.
Kind words, sister.
Frank, they are not mine. And you come by next Sunday, and we'll give you a second chance.
Sister, the only second chance I know is the chance to make the same mistake twice. Cut! That's a cut!
That's a great
cut! This is great, Bill.
Go back and see what
down, down, down.
Terrific.
I've got to talk about this. Lady, Joe, I want to change this.
Somebody get my driver.
We are going again. We are going again.
Good work, Bob.
Stand by. Cue the dead horse. Then we get a crate of donuts for the Teamsters.
Needs work.
I don't care if the world is waiting for my sunrise, cause the sunrise doesn't make a sound. I feel your kisses burning on my tight closed eyes as the old mill goes around. I can hear the rhythm of that old mill's jack and the strain of the grain it grinds, mixing with your panting in a sweet duet as the old mill goes around. A girl and a boy in a musical joy at the sound of the old mill race, and the happy style of a country smile as it's sat upon your face. The maple leaves are rustling with your silken thighs as I lay on my mossy mound. Can you hear the murmur of my soft goodbyes as the old mill goes around? Dream and the memory lingers yet, and I think of our hour by the old mill stream, and I find that I'm still wet. Now the sun is fading on the beaver dam, and the happy beaver safe and sound. Can I hear a little of a thank you, ma'am, as the old mill goes around? Can I hear more than a little of that thank you, ma'am, as the old mill
Would you care to identify that song for us, please?
The song is called, well, the original title, which we can't use anymore,
yeah,
is called The Song of the Old Mill, and we can't use that title because that's no longer the name of the movie.
Oh, the movie now, of course, is called?
The movie is now called The Fires of Home.
The Fires of Home, and this movie is about?
Well, you know, it's about many, many things, and that's, which I think is a character of any great movie. It means many different things to many people. Or three things to three guys.
Aha, uh-huh. Well, let's go to the phones. Maurice is on the line from Medicine Hat, Alberta.